I was arrested for disturbing the peace. Oh, but hey, I was disturbing the war. I was holding a small white handkerchief saying, please don't fight no more. And I thought that there'd be an on each side, but there was just two guys wearing very bad ties. So I shouted until my throat went hoarse. They cut out my voice box, of course. I was taken to court in a city of gold, where silence is a sure sign of guilt, where you can't speak out in your own defense or be heard over worlds being built. And the trial was a farce, as befitted a place where comedy and tragedy share the same face. The judge read the verdict, a curtain was raised, an audience roared out its praise. And I said, where's the truth around here today? Where do fact and fiction separate? All made the news, but the story was wrong, and the photo wasn't even of me. And the great God I love, he intoned from above, you should have sniffed at free publicity. But it wasn't the voice I'd expected to hear. It was thin and unclear like Richard Gere. And somebody said, God's had a bad fall, that's his manager taking his calls. And I said, where's the truth around here today? Where do fact and fiction go their separate ways? I know that we're much too clever to find the truth. I was put in a cell for the whole afterlife, but my mind was just as free as could be. Somebody said, just your body's in chain, and you can guess how that encouraged me. So I wandered and roamed for the rest of my days. I was clearing my name as a portion in blame. But when I woke up, it was all a dream, all was well. When I woke up in my cell. And I said, where's the truth around here? Where do fact and fiction separate? No one wants to be the one to say, where's the truth? Say, where's the truth? Say, where's the truth in this world?
Disturbing the war. I was holding your small white handkerchief. Simon.